Hello, and welcome to episode 23 of the Sales Training Solutions Podcasts.
Hi, it's Phyllis Mikolaitis. I'm continuing my discussion on lean and continuous improvement. Today, I want to discuss how getting the selling and buying processes in step can increase your close ratio and your revenue. Just as the salesperson has a process for his or her activities, the buyer has a process for his or her decision-making activities. Research shows that today, the majority of the buyers begin their decision-making process before the salesperson is engaged in the process. As a result, buyers are more knowledgeable, which makes it more challenging for the seller. Once engaged, the salesperson's level of success depends upon her ability to influence the prospect's buying decision. The more you understand the buying process and where and how you can influence it, the greater your opportunity for a sale. So, where does lean or continuous improvement come into the picture? There are several steps that we'll discuss. But first, I want to note that my blog posts are currently discussing integrating lean with your sales and CRM processes to create a system for success. In this podcast, I'm focusing on the decision-making process of the buyer and then synchronizing the sales. Many of the current sales training and CRM programs focus on the steps in the sales process, and they don't include the buying decision process. Countless sales professionals think that the steps in the buying and selling processes are parallel activities. However, this is not reality. There are both practical and emotional steps that the buyer must take to reach a decision. If the salesperson doesn't understand the buying decision process, she can make mistakes, such as offering a solution before fully understanding the customer needs. I know this one all too well. I thought I was going to have a fun day traveling on an install call with a sales rep. Unfortunately, in my discussion with a customer, I uncovered the fact that the sales rep had sold a solution that would not perform the functions that the customer thought it could. Therefore, I had a real task ahead of me. I had to unsell the product that had been sold and resell the right product. So it's important to do this correctly and match up the steps. The salesperson could also fail to uncover the decision criteria and all the players involved in the decision. The buyer may also have questions and concerns that need to be resolved before making a decision. Sales reps often think these are objections and that ignoring them will make them go away. But the buyer is not ready to move to the next phase until the concerns are resolved. Ignoring the buyer's concerns and pressuring him to make a decision can cost the sales rep the sale. Finally, there's a customer perceived value in a smooth, supported implementation phase. Ignoring the steps and details in that phase can lead to dissatisfaction and the loss of future sales. Unfortunately, research shows that thousands of salespeople have failed to match their sales steps with the buyer's decision-making process, and it's cost them millions in sales. So, let's take a look at the buyer's decision-making process. Once you understand it, you can determine where the prospect is in the decision-making process, and then you can match the appropriate phase and the associated steps in. The first step in the buying process is recognizing a need. The decision process begins when the prospect is no longer satisfied with the current state. In this phase, the problem grows from a small problem or an annoyance to a concern that needs to be resolved. The urgency to resolve the problem depends upon the level of dissatisfaction or need. The need can also arise from company growth or from the decision to move into a new product area. The next step is research. When the need is strong enough, the buyer will research vendors to determine who can provide the solution. During this phase, the buyer may contact a trusted advisor, search the internet, query social media groups, or contact other people in industry organizations. The buyer will look at the current budget and the resources available to make a decision. He may be facing a compelling event that will determine the target date for a resolution. Alternatively, the impacts and urgency of solving the problem or meeting the need will provide a target date. The next phase in the decision-making process, qualification and determining the fit, is a meeting between the prospect and the salesperson. In this meeting, the buyer asks questions to ensure the vendor meets the criteria to provide a solution. The seller's responses to the buyer's question will qualify him for the shortlist, or it will exclude him from the process. Depending upon the complexity of the solution, several people from the buyer's organization may meet separately and then with the salesperson to clarify their needs and the requirements. During these meetings, the buyer will develop the goal for the project and compile a list of must-haves and nice-to-have requirements. The next phase, development or exploring possibilities, is typically where the greatest amount of time is spent. The buyer works with the vendors on the short list to determine the available solutions, if they will work for the buyer, and how they will integrate with the buyer's environment or other processes. The buyer will also seek information regarding pricing, support, and testimonials. He'll determine how the buyer and seller will work together to accomplish the outcomes for this phase. The buyer will also specify any technical specifications, request for a demonstration, or ask for a visit to an existing customer. It is usually in this stage of the development phase that the buyer finalizes the criteria for making a decision. The final output of this phase is the request for a proposal. Let's assume that the buyer moves to phase 5 and decides that you have a good solution and is interested in making a purchase. He may still have questions and concerns. As I mentioned previously, they must be addressed openly and truthfully for the buyer to make a purchase decision. Assuming you've successfully resolved the buyer's questions and concerns, the buyer will advise you of the date that the contract or purchase order will be available. He will also agree to a delivery time frame. In this phase, the buyer and the winning seller should be on the same side of the desk, working together to compile a list of action items that must be completed in the pre- and post-delivery periods. However, this happy ending is not always the case. Although the buyer has worked with the salesperson through the development phase, the decision phase is where a great many sales get stuck. According to experts, up to 70% of buyers make no decision or decide to remain status quo. If the buyer isn't confident that the solution will solve the problem and will be a good business decision, he decides that no decision is better than a bad decision. He doesn't want to risk his career on something that he's not confident will be successful. This may be the fault of the buyer or the salesperson. If the buyer is too controlling during the development phase, he may not obtain the information required to make a good decision. If the salesperson didn't provide the information or didn't build a positive relationship that will persuade the buyer to make a purchase, it will end with no decision. I like the idiom, "It isn't over until the fat lady sings." The expression is attributed to many, including my favorite, Kate Smith singing "God Bless America" at the Philadelphia Flyers ice hockey game. But it's also attributed to opera fans and to Dan Cook, a sports reporter writing about the San Antonio Spurs and Washington Bullets series in 1978. In any event, the sale is not over and the buying process is not complete until the solution is delivered, installed if necessary, and then built. The buyer forms an extended relationship with the salesperson and his or her company as a result of the entire end-to-end process, including the post-sale and customer service. Now that you have a picture of the buying process, let's take a look at the sales process. Then we'll be speaking the same language when I discuss synchronization. The first phase in the sales process is the generation of leads and prospects. The marketing department is usually the source of leads. However, many salespeople also perform activities to generate leads. It's important that the leads meet the criteria that make it worth the investment of the salesperson's time and are viable to enter the sales pipeline. In the case of the sales-generated lead, the buyer may not be aware of the need, or he may be in the early stage of the buying process. The relationship with the buyer in this phase is valuable because the salesperson can help him uncover the need, any implications of his problem, and provide valuable information. As a result, the salesperson can become a trusted advisor.
You're listening to Sales Training Solutions.
Phase two in the sales process, qualifying prospects, is a meeting between the salesperson and the prospect. The salesperson will ask questions to ensure the prospect is qualified to move through the sales process, often referred to as the sales funnel or the pipeline. It's critical to determine if there is or is not a match of criteria at this point. It's an important point, as sales reps often fail to qualify a prospect adequately, and then the prospect falls out of the pipeline at a later time. This is a waste of time and resources for both the salesperson and the buyer. You could be spending that same time on a qualified prospect that will lead to a sale. In this phase, the salesperson validates the buyer's goals and determines the business requirements. She will check to see if the buyer has a target date for the solution or if there's a compelling event. She'll also discuss the buyer's strategy or plans for making a purchase. It's in this phase that the salesperson begins to build a personal and business relationship that leads to trust. The salesperson also begins to establish that she's a source of insight and business value. As I mentioned in the buyer discussion, phase three in the sales process, developing a sale, is the longest phase of the process. Here, the salesperson invites the buyer to collaborate in the exchange of information and the development of the specific requirements. She'll also discuss the current state and the buyer's desired state. The gaps between the states will help clarify the needs. In this phase, the rep will also ask questions to uncover the elements that are necessary for the buyer's project to achieve its mission. The salesperson will demonstrate that she comprehends the depth of the buyer's need or dissatisfaction. She then paints a picture of the new reality with the recommended solution. The salesperson works to build confidence and trust that the solution is worth the risk and will provide the desired results. She may provide technical specifications, a demonstration, or take the customer for a site visit to an existing customer as a proof of the solution capability. Then she'll move to phase four, gaining commitment. If the salesperson has moved the buyer through the process and is not out of step, there should be no surprises in the commitment phase. The salesperson may have to resolve some final questions or concerns, such as the impact on business during transition or the employee's learning curve. She may also engage in some negotiation with the buyer before submitting a proposal or an RFP response. Signing the order is not the end of the sale. Phase 5, implementation, is the next phase in deepening and extending the relationship. The salesperson must ensure the order is processed correctly, the delivery and installation, if required, goes smoothly, and it is billed correctly. She also ensures that any training is scheduled and is successful. Project managing these activities ensures the building of a relationship and the further development of the salesperson as a trusted advisor. Skillful handling of this phase opens the door to future sales and recommendations or testimonials. As we discuss, the buyer and the salesperson each follow a process. The key to success is communication and synchronization of phases in the processes. Applying Lean to the sales process will allow you to synchronize with the buyer and achieve much greater success. Thriving sales teams have found it a best practice to map the sales process and the buying process, and then list the criteria for the buyer and the salesperson to move through each phase. During my time working in the quality processes at Xerox, we set gates at each threshold. At the gate, the buyer and the salesperson must both complete a list of activities to allow the process to move forward. In the quality processes instituted by the Japanese, they use a term called pokeyoke, which means error-proofing. A commitment to error-proofing and a checklist at each gate in the map will ensure you're working with qualified prospects and you're moving through the sales process towards success. Without error-proofing, the prospect or buyer and the salesperson are often out of step. This misalignment usually occurs because the salesperson has either jumped ahead before the buyer's completed all the activities in the phase, or he insists on moving backwards and covering every detail in the previous phases rather than matching the phase of the buyer, gathering the information, and moving on. The salesperson can also have omitted completing an activity or did not obtain critical information. Let's look at the sales process and how lean activities can help you get in sync with the buyer and achieve greater success. We'll start with step one, prospecting. Marketing and sales must work together to set a criteria for a viable prospect. This will prevent poor prospects from entering the pipeline and falling out at a later time. Ensuring you have a valid prospect will save sales time and resources. Lean tools can help you identify the criteria and implement a process to identify quality prospects. In the qualifying meeting, the salesperson's goal is to confirm the prospect is a serious opportunity and his level of commitment to obtaining a solution. The sales team can use Lean tools to develop a score sheet or a list of criteria for the prospect to be moved to the development phase. At the gate to exit this phase, the salesperson and the buyer should have established goals and a time frame for a decision. The salesperson should also have determined the buyer has access to funding or is willing to move to the next phase and discuss an ROI with a specified time frame. It's also helpful to determine which other vendors will be considered. In phase three, development, the buyer and the salesperson discuss how they'll work together and they establish expectations and commitments. The development of the relationship and the trust between the buyer and the salesperson in this phase is critical to the success of the sale. The activities in this phase depend upon the complexity of the problem or opportunity and the number of people involved in the decision. The phase includes exchanges of information to ensure the buyer has what is required to make a decision and the salesperson has what she needs to develop a solution and the associated proposal. The salesperson must clearly understand the specific requirements and the feelings of the buyer in this stage. Misunderstandings in this phase can definitely derail the sale. To exit the buyer from the gate of this phase, the salesperson must have a clear list of specifications, identification of the individuals involved in the decision, when the decision will be made, confirmation that questions and concerns have been resolved, and if there is any other technical information required. Now it's time for phase four, the close. At this point, the buyer and the salesperson should definitely be in sync. Pushing for a signature too early or failure to ask for the order are two serious mistakes salespeople often make. Yes, they fail to ask for the order. They say, "So what do you think?" If all the activities in the previous gate have been completed, the salesperson has earned the right to submit the proposal and ask for the order. The activities to exit the gate for this phase are a signed contract, a PO, a check or another form of payment, a list of buyer and salesperson activities, along with committed dates in preparation for delivery. A post-installation plan is also critical, not only for this sale, but for continued business. In Phase 5, Implementation and Extend, there's not a gate, but rather a checklist to ensure that all the installation activities and training are complete. The buyer should have completed his commitments concerning payment and have received the information for customer service and administrative services. The salesperson will discuss the ongoing relationship and how they'll continue to work together. A successful sale should also include an agreement from the buyer that he will act as a reference or provide a testimonial. Today, I've provided an overview of both the sales and buying processes and the elements that help you synchronize the processes. Applying Lean to the sales process and integrating your CRM can yield consistent, excellent results. There are Lean tools and processes that can be applied to each step of the sale to streamline the process, eliminate waste, and increase your revenue. You may want to print out the transcript of this podcast and review the phases of each process. I also recommend mapping each process and looking at your sales process to determine if you're in sync with your buyers. I'll have more information for you in the future podcast as we delve deeper into applying Lean to sales. Well, that wraps up our podcast for today. Thanks to my producer and audio engineer, John Schweitzer, for his great work with me on today's podcast. Join me next time when I'll share more hints and tips. I appreciate your feedback, so please send your questions, your comments, or topic suggestions to me at phyllis@salestrainingsolutions.com. Don't forget to visit our website to get your free resources at www.salestrainingsolutions.com. Look under freebies. You can also join our bi-monthly newsletter and get our free ebook on storytelling, The Secret to Sales Success, as well as Lean checklists. The freebie link is on our website next to the podcast and blog posts. Be sure to watch for our free mini course on Lean coming soon. As I said, it's absolutely free and it's filled with tools, tips, and resources to help you achieve success. Well, bye-bye for now.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at salestrainingsolutions.com to find out more about improving your sales skills.